Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Yud Zayin. We are holding on daf Kuf Tes Zayin on the base. We're going to go back to Amar Rav Chista, five lines from the end of the page on daf Kuf Tes Zayin on the base. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It is also sponsored L'zuchus Urufur Shalema from Mayor Yosef Ben Yita by his children and grandchildren. And it is also sponsored by Henry Olinsky, Le'ilei Nishmas, his mother, Rachel Leah Bas Chaim Asher Kohen Aleha Shalom, and in honor of my family for supporting me in doing the Daf Yomi each and every day. So let us begin on Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara is going to discuss four different explanations of what exactly the Raya is from our Mishnah to Machlokas Tanoim about how much skinning one is supposed to do of the Karban Pesach when Erev Pesach is Chal B'Shabbos. We learned yesterday that there is this Machlokas Tanoim, whether you're only Mafshitat HaChazeh, you only skin until the chest, or whether you're a Mafshit all the way, you skin the animal all the way down. So somehow that relates to our Mishnah about Matzilin Tikka Sefer in Masefer, about saving the covering of a Sefer, the bag that the Sefer is in, together with the Sefer. But what exactly the connection is not abundantly clear. So we're going to have four different versions of the discussion that makes that connection between these two sugyas. Then the Gemara is going to discuss what it means to say when the Mishnah talks about saving to a Mavoi Mefulash and saving to a Mavoi She'eno Mefulash. How do we even define those terms in this context? How do we define the term Mefulash and define the term Eino Mefulash in this context? And we're going to have three possible definitions of the term Mefulash and Eino Mefulash. How wide open does it have to be for it to be considered Mefulash versus Eino Mefulash? Then on Amud Beis, we're going to have a new Mishnah about saving food. If a house is burning and it's Shabbos, how much food are you allowed to save? And might it depend on which part of Shabbos that you're up to? And the Gemara is going to talk about doing ha'aramos in order to save food, and we're going to connect that to a ha'arama in a different context when it comes to yantif and saving an animal from a bor that it is trapped in. And then at the very end of the daf, we'll see if we get to it today, we're going to have some details about the betzias apas, about how it comes to betzias apas on Shabbos, about cutting lechemishna on Shabbos. So let us begin. Again, we're on Kuf Tes Zayin Beis. We're going to pick up from Amar Rav Chista Amar Mar Ukva. So just to remind ourselves, our Mishnah had said that you're allowed to save the tik ha-sefer im ha-sefer and tik ha-tfilin im ha-tfilin. Even though there's money in the bag also, you're allowed to take the whole bag with the tefillin in it, the whole bag with the sefer in it. And then we had quoted that there's a brisa that tells us that there's a machlokas. What happens when Erev Pesach is chal on Shabbos? How much skinning of the Korban Pesach do you do? So we had said that Rabbi Shlomo ben Yochanan ben Yochum and Baroka holds only ad hachozeh, but the chacham say mafshitin es kulo. So now comes along Rav Chista, Amar Rav Chista, Amar Marukva, maya Hadrule Chavraya, the Rabbi Shlomo ben Yochanan ben Yochum and Baroka. What are the Chachamim who disagree with Rabbi Shlomo ben Yochanan ben Yochum and Baroka going to respond to Rabbi Shlomo ben Yochanan ben Yochum and Baroka, who says that that you're only mafshit ad hachazeh? So because once you've done whatever you need for the korban, so that's it. You're not going to go any further. So Hachi Karmile, here's what they're going to respond. Here's why you're allowed to skin the entire animal. Imatzilin tika. If you're allowed to save the bag that holds the sefer together with the sefer, even though there's money in that bag as well, because apparently it's the covet of the sefer is considered a tzarech kavoa, so we allow saving the money, which is not a tzarech kavoa. Money is just a tzarech hediot, it's just money. So for the sake of tzarech kavoa, of skinning the Karban Pesach ad hachazeh, in order to take out the chalavim of the animal, so we should save the rest of the meat of the animal, even though it's only a tzarech hediot. Meaning, apparently, you see that once you're doing something l'tzarech kavoa, you're allowed to continue l'tzarech hediot. So that's why you're allowed to save the tikka sefer and masefer, even though there's money, and that's why you're allowed to be mafshit the entire karban, even though you really only need to be mafshit ad hachazeh. So says more, wait, are those two comparable? Midami, hasam tiltul, hacham alacha. What are we being matir, for the sake of tzarech hediot? When it comes to our Mishnah, where you're just grabbing the bag with the money in it, the whole Isser is only Tiltul Midrabanan, so we allow that even when it's only Letzara Chedyot. Now, Tiltul usually means usually means Mukta. Over here, Lechora doesn't mean Mukta, right? The Rashba points out that Lechora, it's a strange Lashon to use Lashon Tiltul. Tiltul means Mukta normally. Over here, our point is that it's only an Isser Drabanan. The Hotza'a that you're doing is not Mirishus Yachid or Rishus Rabim, it's Mirishus Yachid to a kind of Rishus Yachid Daraisa that is not yet 100% Mesukan on the Drabanan level. So it's an Isra of Hotza'a Midrabanan. It's to something that on the Drabanan level is a violation of Hotza'a. So the Rashba says maybe because of the Isra of Tiltul, it becomes an Isra Muktzah because of Hotza'a. That Tiltul and Hotza'a somehow are related to each other. And that's why we sometimes will use the Lashon Tiltul and sometimes the Lashon of Hotza'a. Or it could be that the Isser of Hotza'a, the beginning of the Isser of Hotza'a, is the Tiltul that you're metaltel in order to be motziyit. And that's why you use the Lashon of Tiltul. But you see, the Rashba struggles with this issue. And it's not really primarily a Muktzah issue. The point that Gemara is trying to make is that it's only the Rabbanon issue. As opposed to skinning an animal, that's a Malacha Da'araisa. That's a Malacha. That's Aser Minatara. It's one of the Malachas we mentioned way back on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, and the Mishnah listed all the 39 Malachos. So that's why Rabbi Shmuel ben Osh, Rabbi Yochanan Broka says that you're only allowed to be mafshit ad achaze. What's that got to do with our Mishnah? So says Gemara, let's make a second attempt to explain how we have a raya from our Mishnah in this machlokas between the Rabban and Rabbi Shmuel ben Osh, Rabbi Yochanan Broka. So I'm Ravashi bitarti pligi. Really, there's a double machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Shmuel ben Osh, Rabbi Yochanan Broka. Pligi betiltul, they disagree whether you're allowed to be metaltel the korban pasach after you've taken out the chela from it to move it from a sunny area to a shaded area so that the meat doesn't rot. And even though the skin of the animal which is normally muktzah is attached to the remaining meat, so they do argue on a muktzah level when it comes to the korban as well. It's not only a machlokas about a malacha d'oraisa of being mafshit the animal. And they also disagree about they have shot about the skinning of the animal, whether you're allowed to skin the entire thing. So now, now we can understand that the Chacham are going to say to Rabbi Shmuel, at least as far as our machlokas about Tiltul is concerned, we have a raya. Meaning, we're not trying to bring a raya from our Mishnah about what the status is as far as doing a malacha. You can't bring a raya from our Mishnah about doing a malacha, but at least as far as Tiltul is concerned, we can bring a raya. That we have a raya as far as Tiltul that you're allowed to be metaltel mechamel itself from the sun to the shade, because in matzilin tika sefer ema sefer, for the covet of the sefer which is sor kavoa, we allow you to take the whole bag including the money inside of it. Lo metaltel or agav basar, should we not allow to be metaltel the or which is attached to the korban pesach agav the basar, for the covet shemayim of the basar, that it shouldn't spoil, that it shouldn't rot? So says Mar, well, still midami, it's still not 100%. It doesn't hit the mark, this raya, because Hassam in our Mishnah with the Tikka Sefer Nase Bosses Ladavra Mutter, the Tik becomes a Bosses Ladavra Mutter, so you could be metaltal it without a fire, because the Sefer doesn't have any Yisr of Tiltal at all. So Agav, the Sefer, we allow you to save the Tik as well, because it's a Davar, it's a Bosses Ladavra Mutter, but Hacha Nase Bosses Ladavra Aser, but by the Tiltal of the Karban Pesach, it's a Bosses Ladavra Aser, meaning the Basar itself is Muk. Because you can't eat it on Shabbos, it's raw meat, and the Pesach, or the way Rashi says, forget about the fact that it's raw meat, it's Karban Pesach. You're not allowed to eat the Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach. Shabbos is Erev Pesach, so you're not allowed to eat the meat till that night anyway. So it's right now Muktzah. So even if Stam Or is Mutter Betil, even if Stam Or was Mutter Betiltel, but over here it would be also to be Betaltel it, because it's a Basis to this Basar, to the Basar of Karban Pesach, which is also right now. So of course, you can't be metaltel the R. The R itself over here is muktza also, so it's a double muktza. The basar is muktza, the R is muktza, so the R is a basas ledavar ha'asr. So how can you compare that to the tikka sefer, where the sefer is a davar hamutter, and therefore the tikka sefer is a basas ledavar hamutter? The Ritva raises the problem. Still, why is the Gemara talking in terms of basas? When it comes to the tikka sefer, ima sefer, the issue is not a muktza issue. The issue is a a hotza'a midrabanan issue. So why are we talking in terms of buses over here? You're not being allowed to be metaltel the sefer in the house. The issue over here is not about being metaltel the sefer within the house. As far as that's concerned, the tik, the sefer, none of it is mukta. It's all not mukta. The whole issue is saving it because of the dleika, saving it because of the fire, and bringing it into another rishus. So as far as hotza is concerned, the sefer itself is considered a davar asur, just like the tikka sefer is. So what's this discussion? Basus the davar mutter. As far as Mukta is concerned, they're both a davar mutter. The tik is a davar mutter, and the sefer is a davar mutter. And as far as the hotza is concerned, they're both a davar aser. They're both you're not allowed to take things outside on Shabbos. So what's Gemara trying to express over here? So the Ritva suggests that since initially the tik is mutter to be metaltel in the house, and it also becomes tafel to the sefer, and the when you begin moving both of them, it's beheter. So too, when you save them, you don't have to separate them because they are already guf echad. So once we allow you to save the sefer from the fire, so mimela you're allowed to save the tik as well, as opposed to the basar, where when you originally move both of them, it's beiser because the basar is also betiltum mitzad adin also. Even though we then allow being metaltel the basar for kvot shemayim, but since they're both really iser, we're not going to allow being metaltel the or agav the basar in such a case. The Yeshuas Yaakov points out that l'chor we should bring a raya from here that you're actually allowed to move tefillin on Shabbos, not just a tefillin bag, because the Mishnah says that you're matzil tikka tefillin ima tefillin. If you weren't allowed to move the tefillin on Shabbos, so tikka tefillin would be a basal davar aser. I mean, the Gemara's whole point over here is the bag is a basal davar amuter. Yeah, we've been saying it as far as a bag in its relationship to the sefer that it's holding. But the other example in our Mishnah was a bag that's holding tefillin, and we're calling that a basis l'davar mutter as well. Says Yeshuas Yaakov, apparently tefillin themselves are not muksa. So apparently you're allowed to be metaltel tefillin on Shabbos. The Taz, however, writes in Simon Shinches that tefillin are also betiltel b'Shabbos because you're not allowed to be maniach them on Shabbos, which l'chora is the pashtus, right? Meaning it should be muksa. The question is, what does the Taz do with our Gemara? Because our Gemara calls the tik a basas l'davar amuter, but l'chora it should be muksa to move tefillin themselves on Shabbos. So anyway, bottom line is, we still haven't explained how our Mishnah is exactly a raya in this machlokas about skinning of the Karban Pesach. So says Gemara, third possibility. Ela hachi ka'armile. This is what the Chacham say to Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho l'Riochum ben Broka. Ima tzilin tik shal sefer, ima sefer v'yafal pi sheyesh betocha ma'o. If you're allowed to move the tik shel sefer with the sefer, even though there's money in it, so the tik is a basis for the ma'os as well, which is also metiltel lo metaltel or agav basar. Should you not be metaltel the or agav the basar because of the kvot shemayim of the basar, even though the basar is a davar aser and you're not allowed to be metaltel the basar itself? Well, says Gemara mitam again. How can you compare the two? Hasam nasa basis ledavar aser u ledavar muter. You're right that the money is a davar aser and the meat is a davar aser, and on that level they're both the buses for something that is aser, but it's not exactly a parallel, because when it comes to the bag that's holding the money, the bag is also holding a sefer, so it's a buses for both the davar aser and a davar amuter. So hacha, but when it comes to the tiltel of the Karban Pesach, it's only a basas davar aser. There is no basar, there is no davar amuter, because the basar is aser betiltel as well. So even if the or were mutter betiltel, it should at least become a basis to the basar, which is aser betiltel. So it still misses the mark. We still haven't exactly aligned our Mishnah with this discussion about being mafshit as a Pesach. So says Gemara, a fourth attempt. Elahachi ka'amrilei. This is what the Chum must say to Rabbi Shmuel shal Rabbi Yochanan Broka. If you're allowed to find, let's say you need to save your sefer, but you need to put it in a bag in order to save it, so you don't have a bag, so you gotta go quickly grab a bag. You find a bag that has only money in it, so you could take that bag and go use it to save your sefer from the dleika. That's what we're commenting on. Not that if the sefer is already in a bag that you pick up that bag. No, you're going and finding a new bag in order to place place the sefer in. So in Mavin Tikshish Betochamos Mehamla, Lahatzibul Sefer Torah, in order to save the Sefer Torah, and we don't make you empty out the money, shake out the bag, shake the money out of the bag. So even though the tik with the money is a basis davar aser alone, there is no davar amuter in the bag right now. Lo netaltel or agav basar, so shouldn't that be a reason to be metaltel the or agav the basar? So the same idea. Says Gemara v'higuf minalan. And how do I know that din that you're allowed to bring the tik with the money from somewhere else in order to save the sefer Torah? Meaning, up until now, every time we've been trying to explain how our Mishnah is a raya in this machlokas, we've at least used the case in our Mishnah. The case in our Mishnah was the sefer is in a bag already, and you're moving the bag. Now we're saying, oh, you know how it's a raya? We change the case. We come up with a new case where you're just grabbing a bag that happens to have just money in it in order to put the sefer in that bag. How do I know that that's even a halacha, that you're allowed to do such a thing and that you don't have to empty out the money from the bag? Maybe it's from the fact there's a money in the bag with the sefer and you're saving them together and you don't have to send out the money. So if when the sefer is in the bag you're allowed to, and there's money in there as well, you're allowed to take out the whole thing. So it stands to reason that you can grab a bag that has only money in it to put the sefer in. Well, me dummy, I mean, are those the same case? Hasam adahachi v'achli nafla d'leika. When the sefer is already in the bag, the reason we don't make you stop to empty the money out of the bag is that there's a fire raging. We want you to get that sefer out of there as quickly as possible before the fire destroys anything. Hachadahachi v'achli l'shtinan. But over here, when you bring the bag from somewhere else and there's just money in the bag, so while you're schlepping the bag from one place to the other, shake it as you're moving it to go bring it toward the sefer, and you can get rid of all the money as you're walking along. So it's still not clear what exactly the raya is from our Mishnah, because we're making a major assumption. This last one would be a good raya if we knew that this halacha existed, that you're allowed to take a bag with money without shaking out the money and then just put the sefer in it and then bring it out of the bring it out of the fire. In Yeshua's Yaakov, he says, well, wait a second, the general rule is that any muksa that's already in your hand, you're allowed to continue to be metaltel. So if you're allowed to pick up the tik imamaos in order to bring it to the place where the sefer is, how come the Gemara is saying, oh, but doesn't it stand to reason that you would have to shake it out as you're moving? No, once you're ready being metaltel the muksa, you're allowed to continue to be metaltel it until you get to where you're trying to get to. You don't have to shake it out as you're going. Isn't that a rule when it comes to muksa? So in some of the achronim, they suggest, no, it's not a rule when it comes to all types of muksa. Prima Gadim writes in Eishel Avraham, in Simen Reish Samech Vav, that the heter, that you're allowed to be metaltel muksa ad makom sheyirtza, once you're carrying it anyway, you can carry it ad makom sheyirtza, that's only by kli shemalachta l'iser, where you're allowed to be metaltel l'tzorach gufo l'tzorach makomo. But when it comes to money, where it's muksa machmas gufo, that we don't say such a rule, that you're allowed to just keep on carrying it, says the Prima Gadim. Meaning if something is on my dining room table, there's something that's a klisha melachta l'issa, there's a telephone on my dining room table, and it's getting in the way. I need that space on the table for the meal because it's getting in the way of our Shabbos Suda, so klisha melachta l'issa, I'm allowed to pick it up off the table, so I don't have to just bring it to right next to the table and drop it. Once I have it, I'm allowed to carry it to wherever I need to carry it to and put it away. That's a klisha melachta l'issa. But by money, says the Prima Gadim, a great chiddush, by money, says the Prima Gadim, that would not be the case. You would not be allowed to continue to carry it as long as you want. But anyway, as far as our Gemara is concerned, we still haven't explained what exactly the raya is from our Mishnah to this discussion of Hafshatas Ar. So the Gemara says, you know what? Let's go back to the first understanding. Let's go back to the first explanation that we gave. It's like we said originally, that Chum and Reb Shom and Reb Yochum and Baroka disagree as far as skinning the animal, and the Chum bring a raya from our Mishnah that if you're allowed to save Atik HaSefer, Im HaSefer, even though there's money in it, since we allowed Tzorech Hedyot of saving the money, Agav, the Tzorech tzorach kavala of saving the sefer, so too when it comes to skinning, since the tzorach, it's a tzorach kavala to skin the animal ad achaza, we allow the rest of the skinning of the animal as well. But we tried that one. The kakashalach, we rejected it because we said hachatiltol v'hachamalacha. How can you compare skinning, which is a malacha, to something that's to carrying the bag out, which is only an issur d'rabbanan? So says Gemara, nah. So we could answer that simply. Can go lo kabaylei la'or, that maybe we're talking about where you don't need the skin that you are skinning off of the animal, and therefore you're not having any kavana for the skin itself. So therefore, there's no issur d'oraisa in doing so because it's not a malachas machsheves. What exactly the lack of malachas machsheves here? It sounds like we're talking about a malach shen tzricha legufa. Some of the Rishonim use an expression over here, davar shen miskaven, that you're not having kavana to remove the or. But the point is, you are doing the actual malacha of being mafshit, but not for the sake of the skin. You're doing it to salvage the meat. So whenever you're skinning, but not for the sake of the skin, that's at least a malach shen tzricha legufa, which would only be in a sidra banan. So the chacham bring a raya from our Mishnah that just like you're allowed to save a tikka sefer when it has money in it, because we allow tzorach hediot agav tzorach kavoa when it comes to nisidra banan, so too you should be allowed to keep on skinning because it's tzorach kavoa to be mafshit ad achaze, so you should keep on skinning and we should allow that even though that's a tzorach hediot because it's only nisidra banan in the first place, since that's your intention is not for the skin. So frakti gemar v'abayi v'rava damir tavayu modir b'shim p'sik reshe v'lo yamus, but don't abayi and rava both agree that when it's a p'sik reshe that it's going to be an issur d'oraisa. That even if it's a davar shein miskaven, it's an issur d'oraisa if you know for sure that it's going to happen. So says the Gemara, the Chacham will bring a raya from the Mishnah that you're allowed to be mafshit the entire thing, the shakalei bebarzi. That the case is that you're doing it, you're cutting off the skin in little tiny pieces, which is not even the derech to be mafshit an animal. And that's not a malacha min haTorah, that's only a malacha midrabanan, because you're doing it in such an unusual way. So it's not, Tosos understands that it's not even a shvus midrabanan because you don't have a full shear at all and you're not doing it with a shear of chashivus, but at the very least it's not an issur d'oraisa. So if you could be matzil tikka sefer agav the sefer because we allow tzorach hediot agav the tzorach kavoa, so too you can continue to skin an animal at least in this unusual way once you did the tzorach kavoa of being mafshid ad achaze. Period. That's the end of the first sugya. Now the Mishnah went on to say lahechon matzilin al-son, that where do you save this tikka sefer and masefer to? Where are you bringing it to? So we said to a mavoi she'enu mefulash, but Ben Beseira says even to a mavoi mefulash, you're even allowed to bring it into a wide open mavoi. So hechidam mefulash, hechidam she'enu mefulash. Let's define terms over here. What do we mean by mefulash and enu mefulash over here that they're arguing about? Three possibilities. Amar Rav Chisda, shalosh mechitzos u'shnei l'chayin, zel mavoi she'enu mefulash. If there are three mechitzos and on the fourth side, which is open, you put two lechis, that's a mavoi she'enu mefulash. That's a closed mavoi. But shalosh mechitzos v'lechi echad, if there are three walls and on the fourth side there's only one lechi, zel mavoi mefulash. That's considered like a wide open mavoi. V'travayu alibid Rabbi Elazar, and they're both assuming within the shita of Rabbi Eliezer in Maseches Erevin. Ditnan, because the Mishnah says in the beginning of Maseches Erevin, hechsher mavoi beishamay omrim, the way to be to allow being metaltal inside a mavoi, beishamay says lechi vikora, that you need both a lechi and a kora to make it recognizable that this is a rishus yachid, that you're not going to come to be metaltal into the rishus harab. Beisil omrim o lechi o kora, and Beisil says one or the other, you don't need both. Rabbi Eliezer omer shnei lechayayim, and Rabbi Eliezer says you need two lechis. Oh, so the Chacham and Ben Beseira are assuming like Rabbi Eliezer that the only way to be matir mavoi is with two lechis. So in order to be matil kisvei hakodesh, Ben Beseira says we're going to have a big kula, even if there's just one lechi, I'm going to allow you to take out from the house into the mavoi. So a big kula, and according to the Chacham, no, you need shnei lechayayim. You need you're only allowed to carry into the mavoi if there are in fact two lechis. Some le Rabbi says, wait a second, shalosh mechitzos lechiachem mefulash krisalei. There are three full walls and a lechi on the fourth wall, and the words you can use to describe such a thing is mefulash, because that's called that. It's mefulash means it's like wide open into the rishus harabim. So Rabbi Eliezer, granted, he holds that you need two lechis, and the one lechi is not going to be good enough. But he would never use the term mefulash if it has if it's three full walls and there's a lechi on the fourth side. Mefulash sounds like it's just wide open. Va'od, and furthermore, the Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan, that you could save Kisvei HaKodesh only to a mavi that's Mesukan properly, that has the two lechis, why can't you bring food and drink into it? Meaning the Mishnah said, the Sefer, you can bring the Sefer into it, but don't bring your food and drink into it. Well, if it's perfectly fine, if it has two lechis on the fourth wall, it's mamish all you need to be able to be metaltal in it, what would be the problem? Would be the hesitation in bringing food and drink into it as well? So says Gemara, a second possibility of how we define mavi mefulish, mavi she'enu mefulish. Ela merabe shtei mechitzos shnei lechiyayin, zeu mavi she'enu mefulish. If there are two mechitzos and two lechis on the two, one on each side, meaning each open side, there you put a lechi, that's a mavi she'enu mefulish, because there's something on each of the four sides. So it's not wide open into Rosh Hashanah. But shtei mechitzos v'lechi echad, zeu mavi mefulish. If there are two parallel mechitzos, and on one of the open sides there's a lechi, and the other open side just remains totally open, that's a mavayam of foolish. V'travayu alibid Rabbi Yehuda, and they're arguing within the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. D'tanya, yes, v'alkenam Rabbi Yehuda, mishayishol shnei batim shayisi Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yehuda holds, even if you only have two houses on two sides of Rosh Hashanah, meaning two parallel walls that close off the street, Osa lechi mikan, v'lechi mikan, all you need to do is make a lechi on each open end, o kor mikan, v'kor mikan, or a beam over each open end, v'nosu v'nosu, b'emtza, then you're going to be allowed to carry in between the two houses, in the street that's in between the two houses, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that whenever you have two mechitzos, it's already a Rosh Hashayachin min HaTorah, that just by having two parallel mechitzos, that's enough to make it a Rosh Hashayachin min HaTorah, so you only need to do tikkunim midrabanan to allow carry in the middle of it. So two lechis would be good enough. So Amrlo, Ein Mar Rosh Hashanah Mekach. And the Chacham say, no way, if it's only two mechitzos, that's Rosh Hashanah min HaTorah. So there's no way that a lechi or a korah on either end is going to help. So the Chachamim and Ben Beseira hold like Rabbi Yehuda that two mechitzos and two lechis work. And when it comes to saving Kisvei HaKodesh, Ben Beseira holds that Rabbi Yehuda will allow two mechitzos and lechi echad. And the Chacham say that, no, you're going to need what you always need. You're going to need two mechitzos plus two lechis. That still didn't really solve our problem. Meaning, if you're going to say that it's perfectly fine when it has two lechis, so then why would our Mishnah be so limiting and say that you're only allowed to bring a sefer into there and not food and drink? Meaning, if you're working within the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, the two parallel walls and a lechi on each other end is perfectly fine, so you should be able to bring anything into there. So says Gemara, a third and final definition of what it means to have a mavi mefulash in this context and a mavi she'eno mefulash. Ela amar Ravashi, shalosh mechitzos v'lechi echad zel. If it's three walls and one lechi by the fourth wall, that is not a mavi mefulish. That is a closed mavi. Shalosh mechitzos below lechi, zeh mavi mefulish. If you have three full walls and then on the fourth side you have nothing, that's a mavi mefulish. And the Rabbanan and Ben Beseira both hold like Rabbi Eliezer as far as what you need for a mavi, meaning that you need two lechis. V'afilu Rabbi Eliezer, dam rabina lechayayim, hani mili la'ochlin amashkin. And even Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that in order to be a matir, a mavi, you need two lechis, that's only for food and drink. Aval the Sefer Torah, b'chad lechisagi. But when it comes to the Sefer Torah, even a single lechi would be good enough, because of the covenant of Sefer, we're willing to relax the restrictions in terms of what it takes to be metaltal, to allow being tiltal b'mavui. So Ben Beseira holds that by Hotzah Sefer Torah, Rabbi Elazar would say it could be matil into a mavui, even though it doesn't have a lechi at all, even though it doesn't have a lechi on that fourth wall. Okay, so that's the third and final definition of what it means, mavi mefulish, mavi she'enu mefulish, in the context of our Mishnah. Now a new Mishnah. So the Mishnah discusses, okay, now you want to save food from a burning building on Shabbos. So matzilin mazon shalosh su'udos haray l'adam. You're allowed to save three meals that a person is going to need for the su'udos of Shabbos. Even if you already, the Ritva points out, even if you already have three meals to eat on Shabbos, you're still allowed to save three meals, and it brings a raya from the Mishnah later on that says that you're allowed to tell other people to come and save for themselves. Now those other people, Mstamma, they weren't relying on you for their food, they have their own food, and nevertheless you're allowed to say, Bo Vatzil, come, save as much food as you guys need for Shabbos. So apparently, even if you have other food for Shabbos, there is this special dispensation, says the Ritva, that you're allowed to save three meals worth of food from a burning building. And Haroi Lebehema, Lebehema, and whatever it is Roy for an animal, you're allowed to save for the animal. The Ritva writes, yeah, Roy for an animal doesn't mean three meals. An animal doesn't necessarily necessarily need to eat three meals. It means whatever an animal is able to eat. In the Bir Halacha, in Siman Shin Lamed Daled, he quotes from the Tosefos Shabbos that another achronim that you could be matzil three sudos for a behema as well. An animal needs to eat three meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's an animal eats three meals. So he says, no, an animal eats three meals because a person eats three meals. Meaning, there is a halacha that you're not allowed to eat before you feed your animals. So if you're going to eat three times, it means you got to feed your animal three times. That's a big chiddush, right? That halacha that you're not allowed to eat before you feed your animals is because the animal is bitzar when the animal watches you eat. It could be that depending on the kind of animal that feeding it three times causes it greater tzar. That if that would be overeating, that could kill the animal. If you feed, I don't have many pets. I only have fish. But if you feed your fish three times a day, they'll die. They can't eat so much. So I'm going to feed my fish every time before I eat. That's not a good idea. So that's a big chiddush. Anyway, Kate said, so what does this mean? You're allowed to save three meals. It depends when the fire happens. Nuflah d'leikah b'leilah Shabbos. If it happens on Friday night, matzilin mazon shalosh sudos, then you could save three meals worth of food. Prima gadim is mesupak, whether you're allowed to save three meals for each member of your household or shalosh su'udos total, three portions for one person. So Bir Halacha says three su'udos, of course, for kalechem ibnei beso. Why would it be any different than the behema? You're allowed to save for your animals. Of course, you could save for each member of your household. But in Tehillah of David, he says that there's a chilik between behema and bnei beso. A behema has no one else to save the food for him, but bnei beso agadolim could go in themselves and save themselves. By katanim in a chinami that rely on you, then it would be lo gara mi behema. But by gedolim, by older members of the household, let them go save their own food. Okay, so that's the discussion in achronim. But if it's Friday night, you save three sudos. Bishachris, if it's Shabbos morning, matzilin mazon shtei sudos, you save two sudos. Bimincha, mazon suda achas, and if it's mincha time, then you save one suuda. Rabbi Yossi Amar Leol, matzilin shalosh sudos. Rabbi Yossi says it doesn't matter what time of Shabbos it is, you're always allowed to save three meals because since it's Shabbos. And saving food is mutter, so you're allowed to save Shabbos food, the amount of food that you would need for Shabbos, even if you don't personally need it anymore for Shabbos. So three meals is the magic number of meals that you need on Shabbos. So the fact that the Mishnah breaks it down in time slots, there's Friday night, there's Shabbos morning, there's Shabbos day, so we know, we're going to learn from Ayom that there's a chiyuv to eat three meals on Shabbos, but that there's one meal on Friday night and two meals during the day, right? The Aruch HaShulchan points, you know, with all the questions about how to, you know, let's say on Erev Pesach Shchalios Shabbos, all the questions, how do you get three su'udos in if you're not allowed to eat matzah, you're not allowed to eat chametz, and you know, you have why didn't anyone just suggest have two meals on Friday night? Make an early Shabbos, have a meal right away, after Plag HaMincha, and then take a walk for a couple of hours or whatever, go learn a Seder or something, go to a shir, and then come back and have another meal on the Friday night. That doesn't have to be big, elaborate meals. Just have like a shalosh shudos type of meal, and then you'll have one meal on Shabbos morning. Why don't we suggest such a thing? So the Aruch HaShulchan points out that you see from the Mishnah that that's not the way it's supposed to be done. That it's not just that you're supposed to have three meals on Shabbos, that each meal is actually slotted into a different segment of Shabbos. That's how the Rambam seems to describe as well. The Rambam describes how you're mispalel, then you're ochel, then you're mispalel, then you're ochel, then you're mispalel mincha, then you're ochel. Meaning that the dafka shalosh sudos should be after mincha, that each meal should come after a tefillah, or at least after the zman where you're allowed to daven mincha, after the zman where it's appropriate. It also could be, I heard Meir Tversky Shlita once pointed out that the Gemara tells us in the 10th Parakup Sachim that Kavod Yom, Kavod Laila, Kavod Yom Adif. So a part of Kavod Yom Adif certainly means that if you can only use your fancy silver for one meal and not for the other meal, so Kavod Yom. It's counterintuitive. People think the nighttime is the time where you pull out all the stops. No, Kavod Yom Adif. Better to use it for the daytime. You have one favorite dessert and you can either use it Friday night or Shabbos day. Kavod Yom Adif. But maybe Kavod Yom Adif also means that you're supposed to have the majority of the Shabbos meals during the Yom and not Belayla. Okay, says the Gemara, Michti. Behetera Katarach. Well, wait a second. You're being Torech Bidvar Heter because you're being Matzil food, which is Mutu Betiltel, to a place that's Mutu Betiltel. So Natzil Tvei, why don't you save more than three meals? I mean, what would be the problem? You're just moving food. Food is not mukta. So Amarav Mitok Shadam Balam Mamono Yishar Slayasilich Buye. No, the concern is since the house is on fire, if we allow you to go into the house too many times to save too many things, you may come to extinguish the fire because you're going to see everything else that's burning, all your other private possessions that are burning. So Amarav Mitok Shadam Balam Mamono Yishar Slayasilich Buye. if you have a barrel that breaks on the top of your roof, you could bring another kli and put it underneath it. As long as you don't bring another kli to catch the flow that's falling in the airspace after it spills off of the gag, kli achar v'yitzari, for a kli that right next to the roof, in order that it should flow from the gag to the kli, meaning you're not allowed to bring more than one kli to be kolet or mitzarif in order to save the wine. So hasamai gzera ika. What's the gzera over there? Meaning over here we're saying only 3 meals, and we say, oh, the reason is only 3 meals because you might come to put out the fire. Well, when you have a barrel of wine that breaks on Shabbos, what's the gzera? So it says gmar hasamnami gzera shami yavi kli daruch shesrab. We're afraid if we allow you to bring an unlimited number of kelim, you might end up carrying a kli through Rosh Hasharabim in order to save more wine. So Gufa, let's discuss that halacha for a moment. Nishbrul chavis brosh kago, maybe kli maniach tachtel, bluvach shli yavi kli achar, v'yiklo kli achar, v'yitzarif. Nizdami lo orchim, but if guests come and you need the wine in order to give to the guests, maybe kli achar v'kolit, kli achar mitzarif, then you could bring more than one kli to catch the wine that's spilling out. V'lo yiklo tvach kach yazmin. But what you can't do is bring more than one kli and then invite guests and say, oh, I needed this wine all along. Eli yazmin vach kach yiklo. First make sure you have guests and then you can save the wine. Vein marim b'kach. And you're not supposed to do a harama to invite guests that really don't need to drink, just so that, meaning you invite guests who don't like wine, and say, ah, I have guests, and now I can save all the wine I want, and all the wine is for me. Now I'm gonna have all the wine that I want. You're not allowed to do that. Mishum Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Amru Ma'arim. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says, you're allowed to do such a harama. What is this? What is the Nekudas HaMachlokas, whether you're allowed to do such a harama or not? It says, Mar Lema B'pluk, that Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua Kamiflugi. We already have this machlokas among other Tanaim in terms of the following. The Tanya, Osav Espino, there's an Isser Teshecht, an animal and its offspring on the same day. So if you have Osav Espino Shenaful Bar, that fell into a bar on Yantif, and once you lift one of them out of the bar, the other one is Lechora, no Tzorich Yantif to lift out of the bar, because you're not allowed to Shecht both of them anyway. You're only allowed to Shecht one of them. So Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Malah, Sarishan Al Menafsel Shechto, take the first one out, having in mind that you're going to Shecht it. Vashen Yosel Parnasim Imkomo, the second Bishul Shalom, the second one, you can throw some food down so it doesn't die, but you're not allowed to pull it out of the bar because it's a tiltal shalot tzarech, because you wouldn't be allowed to shecht it anyway. But Rabbi Shua Omer, Malan Sarishan Al Menas Shochto Ve'eno Shochto, take the first one out and say, I want to use this to shecht, then don't shecht it. Umarim Umalas Hasheni, and then do a harama and take the second one out, Ratzazesh Shochit, Ratzazesh Shochit, and then you could choose whichever one you want to shecht. So you could shecht whichever one you're interested in. So you see that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua have a machlokas, the same machlokas as the Tanakam and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Are you allowed to do a harama in order to save more stuff? Says Mar Mimai. How do you know that that's the same machlokas? Still not. Kan lo kam Rabbi Eliezer Hasam. Maybe only when their animals are in a bar. Rabbi Eliezer says that it's also to do the harama to have Shabbat Parnasa, because you have another alternative of how to save the animal by throwing some food down into the bar and keeping it alive. Aval hachad lo ef shalom. But over here, the wine is just all going to spill out. It's all going to be gone. So maybe that's where we're going to be matir a harama. Or ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yeshua Hasam, or maybe it's dafka by the case of the bar that Rabbi Yeshua allows the harama, mishum dika tzar b'lechayim, because to leave the animal down there at the bottom of the bar is going to be a big tzar b'lechayim. Aval hacha tilek tzar b'lechayim lo, but over here where there's no tzar b'lechayim issue, then it's not going to be a problem. Rabbi Yeshua is going to hold that. It's not going to be mutter. We're going to ask, even Rabbi Yeshua would say that you're not allowed to do the harama because there's no tzar b'lechayim if more wine spills out of your barrels. Tan rabbanus. Now we bring a brisa relating to saving food. Hitzil pas nikia, if you saved high quality bread, ein matzilin pas hadra, you can't go back to save lower quality bread, because you can't say, I prefer the lower quality. Pas hadra, but if you already saved only lower quality bread, matzil pas nikia, you're allowed to go back and say, that's not Shabbos dik, I want to go and save the higher quality bread. Umatzilin miyom kippurim l'shabbos, avalo mishabbos yom kippurim. You could save on Yom Kippur that falls out on Friday enough food to use for Shabbos, but not on Shabbos that for Yom Kippur that falls out on Sunday. Since on Yom Kippur you're not allowed to eat, and on Matzah Yom Kippur you could figure out a new way to get food. You could go to the store and buy food on Matzah Yom Kippur. Vein tzarich lomar mi Shabbos liyom tov. And certainly you're not allowed to be matzil from Shabbos to Yom Tov, because you could prepare on Yom Tov l'tzarich liyom tov, v'lo mi Shabbos l'Shabbos abad, nor on one Shabbos for a coming Shabbos. Tan rabban shachach pas b'tanu v'kiddush lo v'yom. Let's say you forgot bread in the oven, and then it became Shabbos. So normally there's an isur d'rabban called redias hapas, that you're not allowed to take bread out of the oven. So matzilin mazon shalosh sudos, you're allowed to save 3 meals worth of bread from the oven. Va'omer la'acherim bo vatzilu lachem, and you can tell other people, everyone take 3 sudos worth of bread that you need. Ukshu Roda, lo yir de bemarda. But when you do the Radiyas HaPas, don't take it off with the normal kli that you would remove the bread from the oven, because ela besakin, use a knife, so it's with a little bit of a shinoi, it's in an unusual way, and therefore it's not a violation. Eini v'atam de Rabbi Shmuel, lo sasa kol melacha, yotzat ki hashof Radiyas HaPas, shi chachma ve'inu melacha. Doesn't Rabbi Shmuel tell us from the pasuk of sasa kol melacha that you're not allowed to do something that's defined as a malacha, but Radiyas HaPas is not a malacha? There's no issur to do it on Shabbos, so why is it also to do Radiyas HaPas with the mirda, with the normal way of doing it, for the sake of the shalosh su'udos? So says Gemara, kamadav shalashanim, mishanina, because as much as possible we try to be mishana. Amarav chisa liolam yashkim adam lotsa Shabbos. A person should wake up early to be tarech himself, to prepare for Shabbos, shenemar, v'haya b'yam ha-shishi v'echinu es asher yaviyu. So it sounds like they would bring the man that was prepared, the altar, and they would do that right away. As soon as they woke up in the morning, they would take the man, the extra portion of man, right away on Friday morning. Because when a person, when it comes to preparing for Shabbos, as early as he can on Friday morning, a person should already engage in his preparations for Shabbos. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Amar Rabbi Abba toward the bottom of the page. Okay, everyone have a great day.